The question was asked, what is the prohibition of Kol Isha and its practical applications? So, within the realm of modesty, we have a description in the Talmud and in Halacha, what's expected. So we know that a woman is supposed to cover from her elbow downward. Her sleeves are supposed to reach her elbow, right? And a woman's skirt is supposed to reach at least knee length, right? We say shok b'isha erva. Above the knee is considered a private part of a woman. So we have different terms. One of the things the Talmud tells us is that kol b'isha erva, listening to a woman sing, is also something that which we would expect out of modesty, that a woman wouldn't be singing in front of men. Now, the idea of kol b'isha erva has very few applications today because it's rare that you're going to hear a woman sing. Most of what you're hearing is a disc, it's a radio, it's a tape recorder. That's not what our sages were talking about. If for whatever reason a person senses an attraction to the woman who's singing because he hears her over a tape, so that would be a problem. But most of the time, that's not what's going on. Aside from which, again, as a person grows in the tshuva process, there's room to think it over again. But in the beginning of the tshuva process, where a person encounters it is going to be either in a group setting where there are many people singing. It's rare that a man's going to listen to a woman singing solo. And there we would rely on the opinions that are more lenient. Again, as a person grows in observance of mitzvot, so there's room to revisit that. But for starters, in a group setting, there's room to be lenient. And for sure, over a tape or a radio or a disc, there's room to be lenient. Is there room to be stringent? After you guys have kept all the other mitzvot for 5 or 10 years, we'll talk about it again. This is provided that a person doesn't feel an attraction or a longing or drawing. He's not drawn to the woman just because he's hearing her over the tape. There might be singers that their songs are very alluring and arousing, and that's a different problem. That's really not within the spirit of Torah. I wouldn't say it's prohibited. I would say it's wrong. And a person, as he grows, should change that habit. But most songs, I don't think, fall into that category. I think most songs are just a woman singing. So then, again, we have that leniency that being that you're not hearing her live. And even if you're hearing her live, it's almost always part of a band. She's not singing solo. So again, we'd have who to rely on to be lenient. And again, as you grow, as you get used to keeping Torah mitzvot, we can revisit it. There's one more point to point out. It says in Halacha that being that in most of Jewish history, we were living among non-Jews, and women were going around singing all the time. So they said that we wouldn't be able to pray or learn because all the time they'd hear women singing. They'd be hanging out their longing tree, they'd be singing. So here you are in shul trying to learn or daven, and the neighbor, the non-Jewish neighbor next door, is singing as she's hanging out her long. I've been working on the railroad. Okay, but it's a woman singing. Okay, so it says that being that we have no choice, people would ride on a train for days, and the women were singing. So it says that under such circumstances where we don't have a choice, so then it's also permitted. You try not to focus on her singing. You're focused on your learning or your davening, whatever you're doing. But so that's where we have a little bit more leniency even with regards to women singing. Okay? Yes, Danielle.